A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
Scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest. KISSFM, Los Angeles.
Seacrest with you. We've got Sissany, Tanya in the back room.
What's wrong, Sissany?
Ruby's reaction was just like,
I'm like concerned for Tanya right now.
I want to be called a baby girl.
That needs to be a promo for this show. I'm sorry.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. On 102.7 Kiss FM.
All right. Well, the show has started and I'm not even prepared for it. And I knew it was coming.
That's fine.
Let's get organized here. All right. Just open up my iPad. We're very high tech. All the things that we might do today are in my iPad in what's known as the stack. Mm-hmm. You guys get a stack from Mark?
Yeah,
sure do.
Yeah, love the stack.
Did they get the same stack I get, Mark?
Yes, they do. Same stack.
I don't see them on my email, though. It's not like CC
them. I know.
Them.
He like sends it separately. It's so
you
weird.
You like it as a PDF.
Oh my
Wait,
gosh.
What?
I always wondered why you sent ours separate from his.
That's why.
But then Wait, why don't you just send us PDF? I wouldn't care what
Me too.
You,
I don't care.
How do you get it? Telegraph?
As a doc, as a Word doc.
It's like, Word doc.
And then I just print.
What's the difference in a PDF and a doc?
Well, it's how it shows up on your iPad because they like the
easier.
Sheets of paper and you like the PDF. And so it separates it by sheet in your iPad if it's a PDF. If not, they all run together.
Oh my God.
I may go home. I may go home. All right. Well, I love a PDF. Hey, to all the PDF lovers, I'm on your team. To all the doc people, that's them. We are at it already. Let's take a look at who's here. Sissany?
Yes.
All right. Tanya?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right there. Right there. You have more energy than normal this morning, Tanya. Is coffee a better part of your life, bigger part of your life now?
No, that's not a bigger part of my life. It's just the same.
Remind
size.
Us at some point, we have not asked the questions about the wedding planning. We haven't gotten no updates. Still don't have a save the date.
I know. Well, we're getting closer. I think we have our city nailed down.
Is close or far?
Close. Like you could throw a stone.
You
to
told
it.
Me far last time I met with you.
Right.
Things are changing.
We explored far. Oh, we really tried to do far, but it just got so complicated.
It's stressful.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm in this point in my life where I want ease and peace.
You'll be happy that it's close.
I think so too.
Okay. And you can invite more people.
Actually, funny enough, less than I thought.
Mm.
But more than the faraway place.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Tubbs, how are you doing this morning?
Not bad. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Well, on your scale, that's nice. What did you have for dinner last night?
Greek yogurt with some granola and some berries.
For dinner?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we train in the evenings, so I don't want to come home and have a big meal and then go right to bed. So
how many nights a week do you and your girlfriend train in jiu-jitsu?
4 to 5.
Wow, that's so good.
What time?
It's usually 6 o'clock, and then sometimes they run a little longer, so we'll get out of there about 8.
I don't like finishing exercise at 8 o'clock.
Same.
And then it being dark soon and having to go to bed.
Well, that's why I just have a small little bowl of...
But
sometimes, you know, that's the only time you can get it in.
Yeah. All right, Tubbsville, good to have you. Ruby and Michaela and Colette this morning.
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Colette, what's going on with the baker? Has he heard us talking about him on the air?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because I don't want to shut up ring. Now I feel like I'm pressuring him. So I
it's fine. You won't remember what kind of ring it is as long as you have it.
You have to realize once this show starts from start to finish, we cannot carry guilt inside the studios. We can't. Outside in the real life, fine. But inside here, you just can't. You got to go with it, right? If it comes to mind, you got to speak it.
And you know what pressure makes?
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
It also makes Raul, the pastry chef, propose. Maybe.
Maybe.
By the way, Raul, we've been talking about you for a while and have not smelt or seen any buttery pastries arrive over here.
Actually, he made Mark some homemade Pop-Tarts the other day.
That's Mark.
So. I'll make sure to bring some.
Pop-Tarts, we talked about Pop-Tarts. I grew up on those. Mark, what did you have? A flavor?
Raspberry, and they were phenomenal.
And did you share them with anybody?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Tubbs had some. I forget who else. Easton had some. Yeah, it was great.
Oh.
Well, how about the rest of us?
No, just the boys.
He did offer them. He did offer them to me.
Oh, he did?
Yes,
thank
he offered.
You having a boys club over there? Boy Scout meeting?
Wow.
You guys get together and play softball?
No.
We should. Tubbs, Easton, and Mark, the softball team against us. I want to play on Sisney and Tanya's team, though.
Oh, cute.
I want the same thing.
Cute.
Best team.
Right? It could be Easton engineer, Tubbs engineer, and Mark against us.
Yeah. Bring it on.
We do need to do something soon. I feel I'm just feeling.
Have you heard about the Disney Plus Hulu bundle? We can get together and watch.
I mean something different.
We've got a celebration, actually. I don't know what you know about celebrating this, but you might be experiencing it as we speak. Odds are you are. Many of you are if you're listening. It's the city of Los Angeles celebrating 174 years today.
Wow. Whoa.
When you think about the history of cities around the world, only 174 years old, 1850 became an official city, Los Angeles.
That's crazy.
Today is National Burrito Day.
All right.
I love a burrito, but I don't like it. I don't like stuff with potatoes and rice.
Right. Pick one.
Pick one. You can't have potatoes, rice, and beans.
And
breakfast burrito.
It doesn't need to be massive either.
Ah, it's fun when they are.
Nah, I'll never finish it.
You should see the size of the breakfast burrito I had this weekend. It was bigger.
Where did you get it?
I think it's called Maple Bar. It's in Culver City. Maple.
All right. And tell me about the burrito and the architecture of it.
It was the size of my head. It had potatoes, cheese, egg, and then it's like a barbecue place. And so the meat inside it was
barbecued.
Yes, it was insane. And it was
Maple
literally...
Maple Block Meat Company?
Maple Block. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on, look at the size of this burrito.
It sounds great. yum. And they grilled the burrito, too.
You should have taken a picture in your head.
I know, honestly. Oh, yeah. You can't really quite grasp how large it was.
I would actually, if we go, I would say sans potatoes for me on that one. I want to taste all the other flavors.
The potatoes were very good.
I'm not a potato guy unless it's deep fried.
All right.
All right, so let's see. Cloudy this morning, sunshine later, a lot cooler, highs around 60. Thunderstorms, FYI, tomorrow.
Yeah.
The morning hack is a few minutes out. We're going to tell you who you should marry. Got that. Based on your birth order.
Interesting.
Order. Yeah, this is real science. Also, Ryan's Roses, she came home early from a trip and found that her husband put all their family photos in the closet. That's at 7:40. And every hour, we've got a lot of Disney stuff to give away. Sisney, what happened overnight?
Well, there was two $1.6 million Powerball tickets that were sold in SoCal, one in San Dimas and one in Oxnard, but no big winner. That means a $1.23 billion jackpot is set for Saturday's drawing. People magazine reported that Justin and Hailey Bieber are doing just fine. Divorce rumors started after Hailey's dad asked his followers to pray for their marriage. And Us Weekly reports that Taylor and Travis will be at Coachella next weekend. They reportedly have VIP backstage passes. And that's what happened overnight.
All right. So, Tanya, this happened to me not too long ago as well. I lost my phone for like a day. Couldn't find it. Turns out I put it in my drawer under a shirt while I was getting dressed.
Sounds about right.
And I don't think I had Find My iPhone.
No, couldn't you ping it?
It died.
Oh, my gosh.
It died. It was on a red battery. It died by the time I started looking for it.
Wow.
So I found it. But your fiance, soon-to-be husband, Ravi,
yes,
without a phone. What happened to his phone?
So he cracked the back of it, and he has AppleCare. And so he was like, I'll just mail it back. And they say they mail it to you within 48 hours, but that's actually not the case. So he was without a phone for about 4 to 5 days.
That's a long time.
A long time. He had his iPad and he had like, he could use, you know, his computer and stuff to, he wasn't like totally out of communication, but he didn't have his phone. And so he realized in that 4 or 5 day period, how much time and energy, like mind energy, he would waste on his apps and stuff like that. And so it was really funny because he kind of came to me at night and he was like, you know, not having my phone, I realized today, especially how much you're on your phone. He's like, I really think that we should look at this and implement some rules in the house so that we're not using our phone as much. And I literally, like a true addict, was like, you have a problem. You're the one with the problem. I don't have a problem. I need to look at my phone for work. And I was just like totally backpedaling. And then I was like, you know what? I think you're right. I think I waste so much mental energy that I don't even realize because it's just because I'm laying down. You know, I'm not doing anything else, but it's like, how much time am I actually spending?
And it does fatigue you. Like, it fatigues the front of my forehead. It actually makes me feel that.
Yeah. And he was like, you could do so much with that mental energy. And so he's trying to like implement some house rules so that we can kind of get away from our apps as much as we are.
I'm a proponent, and I think, you know, just hearing this, it wouldn't hurt to go through and look at all our apps and do a little bit of a cleanse on them.
Oh, right. Like,
just
love
get rid of some
this.
Of the ones. Just clean it up a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
It's the best.
Yeah. But it was very funny because I was like, the minute you get your phone back, you're going to be right back into...
No. You know, he could have gotten the new phone and they give him like 7 days to return the old one.
I think he was just banking on what they said, that they would get it to him in 2 days. And he was like, it's the weekend. I don't need it.
What are the rules about apps now?
Well, so the first one was, which is so cute because I'm like, I've had this for many years, but he was like, we need to take our alerts off of our text messages and our social media.
His messages?
His phone would bing every time he gets a text.
Well, you should have started that way.
Yeah. I was like, oh, babe, I did that like many years ago. So that was like rule number one. And then rule number two is at dinner, no phones, like even at the table.
I like that rule.
Yeah. And we're still trying to perfect the nighttime thing.
Who's worse at technology? Your fiance or me?
I'd say pretty equal, honestly. I'd say you're pretty equal. Yeah.
Is Michael pretty good at technology, Sissany?
Yeah, he's pretty good. But I'm probably better than him.
Okay. Well, I can't understand you anything. Speaking of which, my tech expert, Aubrey, is going to be on later today.
Nice.
Oh, she's your tech expert. That's cute.
Well, I just, can we screen mirror this thing?
And then right.
All of a sudden, she helps me screen mirror. She's created a card game.
I got it in the mail.
Did you get it? Okay, got
it. Yes.
She created a really fun social card game for wine lovers.
Cute.
You don't have to know much about wine, but we're going to have her on in a little bit. And she created it with this guy she met on an airplane named Tim. And they've been working for a year. They put it together. It comes out like in hours, and we'll play a little bit of it. But you're a big card dinner game people.
Yes, I love games.
All right. Morning hack. I want to go fast into this because I've been waiting to tell you about it. It's interesting. Ruby, I know you're going to be married someday soon.
Yes.
And Colette, maybe you're getting proposed to. And so, Sissany, married.
Well, it's too late for me, but really curious.
I want to know about Michael, too. And Tanya, you might want to hear this. Robbie,
I know
if you're listening.
This.
You do?
Uh-huh. I think I know this.
Did you connect it? Is it right?
It's right. We're like the perfect pair.
Brother. Okay. So, the birth order of who you meet and marry is, their scientific data is very crucial to the success of the marriage. If you are a firstborn child.
Not me.
Odds are you'll have more success when you marry a lastborn child.
Mm.
If you are a middle child, odds are you have a more successful marriage if you marry a lastborn child.
Okay.
If you are a lastborn child, you got to marry a firstborn child.
Oh, I did that.
So lastborn, 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 firstborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so lastborn. And Michael is the firstborn.
Well, you guys are good.
Yeah, perfect pair.
Wow. Woo,
perfect
Tanya?
Pair. I am the lastborn and Robbie is the firstborn.
Check. Ruby?
I'm not. I am middle and David is firstborn. Well, okay, I'm the third.
I'm just saying.
It's looking dark.
Nobody tell Ruby. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Just forget about this hack today.
Yeah.
Not important. Your worst match, FYI. Ruby, turn it off for a sec. Your worst match is someone with the same birth order as you.
Oh.
Like,
right. Like
last, last, first, first.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Run, run.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Today's quote. Whenever you're going through a bad day, remember your track record for getting through bad days is actually 100%. And that's the effort we're going to give today. 100%.
Yeah. Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, a proposed bill in California would allow workers to disconnect from their devices and not be required to respond to work calls and texts after hours. Officials confirmed that what was reported as a meteor sighting earlier this week was actually a Chinese module from 2022 re-entering Earth's atmosphere. LAPD and the FBI are investigating the theft of around $30 million from a money storage facility in Sylmar on Easter Sunday. Mayor Karen Bass said city crews will begin removing a massive pile of trash that has accumulated outside of a home in the Fairfax district. And Amazon is removing cashierless checkout from its fresh supermarkets in the U.S.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, you know, we have been doing this on air with Ryan Seacrest broadcast for 20 years. I remember when I first started and Rick had been on. How many years? Ask Nick, how many years was Rick D's on? Yes.
I think Rick was on for like 20-something.
20-plus, huh?
Or 18. Wasn't it 18?
Was it?
Well, yeah, Nick I think you passed him.
Nick was with him for 18, but I don't know. I think he might have been on for longer than that.
Ask Nikki right now.
Well, I know that Ellen was on with him for 12, and then she did 12 with you.
That's amazing. I remember when I started thinking however long he was on for, I was like, nobody does that. That's incredible. How could anybody do that schedule for that long? That's crazy, right? And how could you keep a job in this business for that long, right? Because you're used to... Right when we start, they like throw you all over the place. They they put you here, they put you there, overnight, middays, late days, whatever it is. And then it's just a blessing to be able to be in the same position and time period for a long time. So On Air has been on for 20 years now, and we are going out to celebrate on the 25th.
Seacrest is rolling, celebrating.
Here's what we know so far. Thursday, April 25th is the day. We'll start in the morning on the show, and we will go all day into the evening, stopping at different places along the way. So Rick D's did 23 years of Kiss. Congratulations. Wow. That's amazing. And let me grab Samantha, 800-520-1027. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I saw Samantha up on the call screen saying, I'm flying out to LA for the tour. And I asked the team here, I said, oh, Samantha who works with us in New York is flying out? And it's not Samantha who works with us. You're just coming out for the tour?
No. I'm coming out for the tour from Chicago for the day just to see you guys.
Wow.
That's awesome. So let me tell you a little bit about it. We are going to start in Orange County. We're going to go every few minutes to a different place. Everywhere we go, we'll meet people in that neighborhood, in that area. We'll say hi. We'll hang. We'll give away stuff. I'm going to pay bills on the spot there and in person. And then Sissany and Tanya and I will roll to the next place. Some of the places we're going to, we know Ruben's Bakery, Mexican Food in Compton. And we'll make sure we get this all on the air. We'll post all this on the website, too. Let's put it on the website as well.
We'll have it on socials, too.
Yeah. Ruben's Bakery, Mexican Food in Compton. We talked to Ruben back in January. His restaurant, remember, was robbed, vandalized. So we're going to go check in with Ruben in person. Gorilla Tacos in downtown L.A. A lot of food theme here. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's downtown. We'll be there. Los Alamitos High. We're going to your alma mater.
I know. This is so great.
I think we're timing it so we get there for the Griffins lunch and a big rally.
Yeah.
Cute.
I love it.
So, Samantha, we'll get you all the details, but thank you so much for coming out to see us. I can't wait. What made you want to do that?
Yes, I started listening to you guys about 6 years ago or so after I heard Tanya on Scrubbing In.
Oh, and cute. I've been Scrub sister.
You Scrub sister from day one. So I've been hooked ever since, and I listen every day from here, and it's on it from 8 to noon my time. So that's right when I start work. It gets me through the first half of the day. And I just love listening to you guys, so I knew I had to come out.
So you're on the iHeartRadio app checking us out from Chicago.
Yes.
So good. Cute. That's how my mom listens, too. She listens in Atlanta when she takes her walks. All right, Samantha, make sure you make it clear you're from Chicago when we stop and see you wherever you're going to come to meet us, okay? Like, hey, Samantha from Chicago. Thanks. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. That's really unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I didn't even believe it.
So fun.
Can't wait to go do this. Many more stops, and as we map it out, we'll keep telling you about those. We'll schedule exact times so you can make a plan.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So the latest love theory on TikTok will have the person that you love, your lover, your partner, your significant other, thinking about you nonstop. And really, that's what we want.
Yes. And it's called the Cavoodle Method. And it's kind of in reference to the dog, like a Cavoodle.
Sunny Girl.
Is that what Sunny is?
Yeah, Cavalier and Poodle.
Yes. So it doesn't have to be about Cavoodles. That was just the example that this girl did on TikTok that went viral. There's like millions of views and likes on this one video now. But it's basically just a personal obsession about anything specific to you. And then you tell your crush or the guy you're dating or whatever. And then anytime they see that, hear that, witness it, see it out in the wild, whatever,
they
will think of you. And so, like, for example, for me, it might be the Chargers, or it might be Dalmatian dogs, or it might be Calvin Harris, even Kiss FM, things that are just very specific to you as a person. And then when that, like, let's say Michael, when we were early dating, he would see something about Calvin Harris and he would think of me, or he would see something about the Chargers, he would think of me.
Is it too strategic?
No,
it's not strategic because it's natural. Like, you're already obsessed with these things as it is. It's just about vocalizing it. Like, Michael loves playing guitar and he loves Gibson guitar. So like, whenever I see a Gibson, even if I'm like at a concert and I see that the artist is playing a Gibson, I think of Michael. Like, it's just...
This is so true. So my thing is butterflies. Like, to me, butterflies are a symbol of hope. And Robbie said when we were broken up for that 2 month period, he saw more butterflies in his life. Like, he was like, I picked up the kids. They were on like a swing that had a butterfly on it. Every
well,
server.
That's amazing because I've not seen a butterfly in 5 years.
Every server had like a butterfly.
You gotta get out more.
When's the last time you saw
a butterfly tattoo? Do you know how many people have butterfly tattoos? Like,
that's not a butterfly. That's a tattoo.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He would see butterflies
or
out
anything that was a butterfly
everywhere.
Like, he would be watching a swim meet and someone's doing not freestyle but butterfly.
Exactly. Like, he saw them everywhere.
What would it be for you, Ryan?
Food stuff, right?
All
food
stuff. Olive oil,
chips and salsa, tomatillos, farmers markets. Anything food related is always the thing that, because I connect, I remember conversations, emotional moments, holidays, traditions, all through a dish, all through an ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
All through that. All right.
That's so cute.
There you go.
Let's get
try it out.
102.7 Kiss FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. Let's meet Alina right now in Santa Ana. Alina, good morning and thanks for coming on.
Hi.
So, how long have you been married?
For 10 years.
Did you fall for him immediately?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear in the very beginning that he was like, it was just right up from the very beginning. He was the guy.
But now the guy you're worried is the guy for somebody else. So you came home from a trip early. He didn't know you were coming, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't even think about it. Like, I just had to go to Vegas for a conference for the weekend, and the kids always go to stay with my mom because he works sometimes on the weekends. And
Well, my Sunday meeting got canceled, so I just went to the airport early Sunday morning, and I got on an earlier flight, and I didn't even think about telling him or anything. I just was coming home early. And I got home about 9, and he was still asleep, and that's when I noticed, like, all of our photos were missing, like, our wedding photo and, like, some of our family pictures, kind of... really anything with me in it.
You got home at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was still asleep. Is that unusual to be sleeping that late?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Interesting for me. Interesting.
Yeah. Like he was up late. That.
I'm clocking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ask him about it?
Yeah. I mean, I finally found the pictures and that's when I was like, really kind of freaked out because they were face down, and I went and woke him up, and he was super hungover. And he said, "Oh, I was just dusting. I just put all the photos in the closet so I could dust everything."
He was dusting.
Really well.
Does he dust often? Is that something he does regularly?
It's one of his contributions. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you dust?
And it's honestly, it looked like he had really, but honestly, but
when I dust, I just dust.
You dust
I don't
and you
move
put it right
into
back.
A cabinet.
Yeah, yeah, that's what kind of really kind of threw me off, because that's not typical. That's not typical, and I'm not buying it. He seemed really freaked out, too, that I was home early.
Okay, so, I think I have enough. Just curious, any idea who this person could be that was over at your place the night before you came back?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea, because really, honestly, I don't... To be honest, he's kind of let himself go a little bit, and I don't think of him like a ladies' man. No, that's not his.
You don't find you don't think he's attractive like as him. You don't find him as attractive as you used to.
Well, it's not that. I mean, we all get older and we have kids and responsibilities, but it's just this seems like really it doesn't seem like him.
So, Alina and Santa Ana, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then your husband's name. Go ahead,
Ryan. You have my permission to call.
We're going to do that right now. Be very quiet. Let's see what we can find out. We're going to hone in on this. Sisney's going to ask a lot of questions that might be revealing about who he's thinking about, who he thinks he needs to send flowers to out of love or guilt. I mean, a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm.
But don't say anything until we tell him he's on the air. Good luck, Alina.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Gabe, please?
Yeah, this is Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. My name is Mandy. I'm calling from Bamboo Blooms. We are a flower shop delivering in the Santa Ana area and surrounding cities, and offering a promotion today for local residents. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like.
But free roses?
They're free.
Whoever I want. Seriously?
Yeah, I don't need any cash or billing info or anything like that from you. Just the name of the person you'd want to send them to. And we can write a note. We can have them delivered as early as lunchtime today, tomorrow, if that's more convenient.
I'm sorry. How do I know this is legit?
We're a new business in the area. And you may have purchased something online within the last 6 to 18 months and opted in to receive promotional info from like local vendors and things like that. That's where we get our database.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's a scam, she just won't get the roses, right?
Well, we can just start with the name of the person you want to send them to.
Okay. Send them to Alina.
Okay. Is there anybody else you want to send flowers to?
No.
Okay. What would you like to put on the note?
Just put to the greatest wife and best mom on the planet, forever yours, Gabe.
Got it.
The guy. Gabe, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I've got that wonderful woman on the line right now that you're celebrating with the roses. Alina, Gabe.
What? How... I'm on the radio?
Yes, sir. Your voice is on the radio. Just understand that. So we have the greatest wife and best mom on the planet, Alina, on the phone, and she's reached out to us, and I'm going to ask you a question, Gabe. Did you send her the flowers with that note out of guilt?
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know you. I just know some things about you. And why would you do that? Because your wife tells me that she came home sooner than expected and she found the photos of your family hidden in your home and it didn't add up. What was the reason for that?
Nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened? Why would you say
there's
that?
There's nothing for her to worry about. I love my wife.
But wait, why would you even go to that place? I just asked why the photos were in a cabinet. Why are you worried about something else?
This is really embarrassing. I don't know why we're even talking about this right now.
Well, Alina, would you like to talk to him about it?
Who did you have over, Gabe?
Look, nothing happened, Alina. Okay, honey?
Who was it?
Some woman. Look, I couldn't go through with it.
Wait, what?
What?
Whoa. So you were planning on cheating on me this weekend?
That's the thing. I couldn't go through with it. Look, I love you so much.
Wait, forget about that. Hold on. Forget about that part of the speech. You had... Walk us through what you did and didn't do.
I clicked on a pop-up ad, okay? It was just so stupid. I don't know why I clicked on it.
You clicked on a pop-up ad. You didn't just click on it. You gave her our address. Did you pay her?
Babe, I promise nothing happened.
Did you have drinks with her?
No, it was just a stupid mistake. It really was only like 1 to 2 minutes top.
But why were you hungover?
I didn't say I was hungover.
Alina told us.
Okay, Gabe, I'm hearing something went wrong here and you did something that you regret and you made some mistakes, but why did you hide the photos of the family?
You know why.
I do.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore. I can talk to my wife. I love her.
We're going to let you go. Yes, Gabe, we're going to let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Alina, I've let him go. He's, you could hear him. He's clearly made a mistake or some mistakes, and I think you should, if you want to, talk to him, but that sounds not good.
Yeah, this is really awful.
I'm really sorry.
Thank you. I'm just
hurt.
Yeah, I'm really hurt and just really... Yeah, I didn't expect, I really didn't expect this today. I should go.
Okay, Alina, good luck just putting the pieces together and then figuring out what you need and figuring out what's going to make you happy and whole. And I wish you the best. I'm sorry that we found out this way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And we're here anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Alina.
Bye.
Well, that's a rough one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he's lying.
Huh?
He's lying. He did something.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think he did a lot of things.
I don't think she just came over and he shut the door and said
no. 2 minutes?
No.
Well, he said he was hungover to her, and then he said, she said he slept till 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But he found a pop-up article, advertisement?
I don't know.
Total lie.
That might be true. Maybe he did.
No, he sought it out.
Well, he did because he clicked on an advertisement, right, and invited somebody over.
There's advertisements like that?
I don't know. Where do we start? Gabe is the husband in this situation, married to Alina, and she decides to come back early. Has anybody come back early from something and had that feeling or that thought like, ugh, I'm coming back early and I'm not announced?
and anything could happen.
No, I've never once had that thought.
No, never once.
No. If anything, it's like excitement. Oh my gosh. They're going to be so excited that I'm home early.
But somebody listening, right, has had that feeling like, I'm coming back ahead of time. I hope I don't find my worst nightmare.
Oh.
Oh. And then what if you do? If you have, feel free to reach out to us and we'll take those calls.
All your possessions are on the lawn.
On the lawn. It's a lot to pick up and carry. It's almost like a lot of work.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a lot of work for you.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about? Wait, what? Are you role playing?
Yeah. She doesn't mean you.
Like, well, you're the cheater.
But wait, hold on. Can you explain something to me? You're going to take... All right, so we're role playing this. So let's make Alina and Gabe. So Alina's going to take his stuff and put it on the lawn?
Yeah. You're out. Work. You're kicked out. You're done.
But like, why even worry about his stuff? Just kick him out.
Well,
like, you're being courteous by putting his stuff out there.
Well, no.
She doesn't want him to come back in the house to get it.
And I'd rather,
she doesn't get it.
I'd break a few things.
What does he need his stuff for? Sisney would break a few things?
Yeah, like his guitars.
She'd be throwing gnomes from the terrace.
You know, all the things that are important. You're done.
You'd be cracking those things.
Totally.
Taking the Christmas wreath and putting it around his neck and dragging him down the street.
Well, now we're getting visual.
You were the one putting IKEA furniture in the yard.
I just said I'm throwing his stuff on the lawn.
Well, that's pretty visual.
A Christmas wreath around his neck.
All right. Let's get serious, though, because this is, she was heartbroken. She was heartbroken, rightfully so. She found out that her husband invited a stranger over from a pop-up ad to cheat, and then he says he didn't do it.
It's like, where do these ads pop up? Like, what are you on?
I don't believe him for a second.
You've got to be already on some like sketch website or app.
Well, that's the thing, right? Tubbs, what do you know about this?
I'm not very familiar with that.
Well, very says you are a little bit. So were they like pop up in your area? Like the dating thing does?
I mean, it just goes off your internet history and the cookies and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. What is a cookie exactly? I don't even know.
I always say yes.
Do you? And is it a problem if I say yes? Because sometimes I'm in such a rush.
I decline all if I can. And if it's not letting you.
Let you.
No, if it doesn't let you, then I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, me too.
I say yes to all the cookies. Like,
what are you committing
then
to?
Then ads are going
to
be more tailored to that website that you're on.
Great.
Sometimes, not sometimes, every time it's about speed. Like, yes or reject all. Whatever's fastest.
Yes, exactly.
I need to get to my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's clever naming it cookies. I always like a cookie.
Right, because you just like crumbs.
Marissa in El Sereno, you heard Ryan's Roses.
Yes, I did.
So the guy tells us, Gabe says, look, I was going to cheat, but I didn't. I popped up, met this girl on an ad. I invited her over. She came over. We had some drinks. I don't know if he paid her or not, but he said, I can't do it. That's what he said to his wife. He told her that. Do you think he cheated?
Look, okay. Well, so
cheating anyway by doing it, but do you think he did it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And regardless, I think that she should leave him anyways. Because, like, okay, so I spend, some time on some of these adult websites, and you get these pop-ups for meetups in your area, and I'm nearly certain that he clicked on it while she was away, got cold feet, maybe did it, but regardless, I would leave him.
He's already kind of dabbling. It's eventually going to happen if it hasn't.
It's putting my safety at risk, you know?
Yeah.
And the kids.
This is a stranger. Yeah, this is a stranger in your home. The second that she went away, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's Ryan's Rose. That was heartbreaking, Ryan's Rose, I will say.
Heavy.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Marissa.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So what if, let's run this down, scenario. So what if he clicked on the pop-up ad and then he chickened out? Cheating?
Clicked on the pop-up ad.
Yeah, he clicked on it.
So she never came over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing. He's already on some sites that he shouldn't. Why is he doing that when his wife's out of town?
Tubbs, why is he doing that while his wife's out of town?
I wouldn't have any idea.
All right, well, see, it was any idea. So I believe you have no idea about that. That was different.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So if you love to play games, card games, social games, dinner party games, do you have a favorite? There's a new one. It's called Sippin' on Something. Aubrey Petkoski, the entrepreneur, co-founder, and creator with her partner, Tim. Aubrey's coming up.
That's
She's
right.
a boss. The entrepreneur boss.
I'm really excited to play this game this weekend.
It's beautiful and it's fun. And by the way, we got the exclusive. She's coming on right here. The
How
minute.
How did we get the exclusive?
I asked her last night.
Oh.
Well, we planned this actually for a while. But the website goes live and you can buy this really cool wine dinner party card game, which is funny. It's got levity, called Sipping on Something. Website goes live in a few minutes and she's here to tell us about it. And she's here to play it with us. We'll tell you the website if you want to get it. First, divorce rings.
Yes.
I have a conclusion about this. And I think, Tanya, we are on the same page about the divorce ring. Because I love the idea, but I'm not sure about the energy.
Right. Okay, so Emily Ratajkowski, she split from her husband, Sebastian, in 2022. And she seems to be wanting to start a new revolution for divorcees. So she worked with a jeweler to remake her old engagement ring, which featured, it was like a pear-shaped diamond and a princess-cut diamond. So she worked with them to make this ring into two separate rings, her divorce rings. She said, "The rings represent my own personal evolution. I don't think a woman should be stripped of her diamonds just because she's losing a man." So in theory, I love this idea. It feels very like modern woman energy, you know, like I'm not going to lose my diamonds because I lost the man. But practically speaking, I feel as though holding on to that ring, which is a symbol of your love with this person, is no longer there. And I feel like you're holding on to that bad juju. How can you move on into another loving relationship when you still have the bad juju from your previous relationship on your finger?
Well, whatever the juju is, my feeling is like every time I look down at my two diamonds, I'm going to think about why my two diamonds are there.
Right.
Yeah, I think
and
so too.
Although I love the idea of not having to give back the goods.
Right.
I would sell it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's something
Trade
better
it out,
you
right?
could do. Sell the diamonds and then maybe buy something else for yeah. yourself. Or...
Sell it and go on a trip.
Yeah, go on an amazing trip.
Sell it and go on a
with
trip.
With somebody else.
Invest it. Put it into real estate.
Invest no, no. it. Great no, idea.
Bring a new partner with you with the funding from your divorce ring rock sale.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So, Emrod, I'm not totally with you on this one, but...
Well, no, hold on. You're with her on keeping the goods, and you're with her on the beauty of splitting it up, but you just think that it's a memory of... Right?
I just think it's bad juju for your future.
Well, she's not going to be happy with you right now.
That's okay. I think Emrod will understand.
Can you just call her by her actual name? I think you should appreciate
First
that.
First of all, nobody listening. Calls her Emily Ratajkowski.
You don't even know her.
Everyone calls her Emrata. Raise your hand if okay. you call. Raise your hand if you call her Emily Ratajkowski.
But don't you think you should call her Emily?
Raise your hand if you but call her Emrata.
We're not like in the family there. We should call her Emily. Who raised their hand? This is a radio. I can't see.
Okay, I did not raise my hand.
Raise
I don't
your
really
hand.
Ever say her. I don't think about her.
Raise your hand if you call her Emily Ratajkowski.
She's super nice.
That
She's
is
lovely.
One hand up. That's Mark.
Emily. Call her Emily.
Raise your hand if you call her Emrata.
We heard you say it. We can't see anybody. It's
yeah,
radio.
Again, so
it's
you're Tanya, the only one.
So it's one versus one. No.
In the back room, you call her Emily.
They're busy.
I'm kind of with Sis. I don't really think about her either.
Tanya, we're plugged in. We think about these people. That's what we do. Do we have some debut world premiere music or fanfare here? It's a big moment. Somebody near and dear to all of us here. Aubrey is on the phone now. Aubrey Petkoski is on the line.
What? warning. What's up, guys?
That's what I wake up to right there.
I love it.
Please, I wake up to your on-air voice and it scares the crap out of me. I feel like I'm on live television. I'm like, it's 6 a.m.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you doing?
That's a
Good
Saturday
morning.
No, I'm like, hey, are you going to get up and have coffee? It's ready. You want coffee? It's ready.
Just to make it even worse. This is my weekend mornings.
Tell them what time I've been waking up on the weekends lately.
Dare I say 4 a.m. It's actually traumatizing.
Why?
Someone
help me. Get the party started. Let's go. All right. So this is exciting news. And I'm just so happy for you. She and her friend that she's now made her business partner, Tim, they met on a plane. They started talking about their love for wine. She'll tell you the story in a second. But they created this a beautiful game called Sipping on Something. And it is now available on its website, going live right this moment. But it's basically a wine card game designed to enrich your wine vocabulary and pairing skills while fostering genuine connections as you answer questions. But really, it's funny and a lot of fun to play with people that you love and people that you know, right? I mean, isn't that it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the goal is to get you to learn about yourself and your friends and your family as you're wine. So basically, we've brought the world of wine to life by combining people personalities with wine personalities and getting you to talk about wine descriptors as if you and your friends were the wine yourself. So that's kind of just to get you familiar with what's acceptable in the world of wine and teach you that you actually know more than you think you do.
And how do you win? How do you win? Like if we're all playing?
Yeah, so it's a simple like player judge format, as you could probably recognize from previous games like Apples to Apples, Cards Against Humanity. So everyone, there's a judge, a player judge. You will have a fill-in-the-blank style question card, and then every player will have 8 answer cards in their hand. So the judge will read a question. It will say something like, if you were a wine, you would describe yourself as blank. And then everyone, not including the judge, would play one of their answers that they think best completes the sentence. So the answers could be highly dynamic, rough around the edges, robust, you know, any kind of wine descriptor to complete that sentence. And then the judge just picks their favorite that they think is funny.
Oh,
so
cute.
If you want
like
to see that, we're going to play it here in a second. But if you want to see it, Aubrey and Tim wrote every single, I remember every night she was on a Zoom writing every single one of these cards. And then they have to play them in all different versions and scenarios a billion times to see how it all works out, right?
I mean, we had them like written out on just little papers. It looked so not official in the beginning, but it was fun because we'd be sipping wine and we're like, this is work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like we're doing real work here. But yeah, it's a lot of fun and it's just meant to, you know, kind of have fun and get comfortable with talking about wine and realize that it's really not as intimidating as it looks.
So it's called Sipping on Something, sippingonsomething.com. Go there to see this game. I pulled the spill in the blank card. And I'll hold the hand of 8 cards that I have.
Oh, they look good in your hand.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a hand model.
Yeah, you should model those.
Really, my fingers?
Yeah.
Put his hand on the Instagram. For your cards for the game, Aubrey? Yeah.
I can confirm he gets regular manicures, so men take note.
I'm free to ask all your questions right now, back room. She's full of answers.
She's full of answers.
All right, here we go. So if I pulled the card. If you were a wine, you would describe yourself as, and then I would go to my hand, the 8 cards, and I'm looking, like, you wouldn't say it's a binge-worthy, red flags, a Category 5 meltdown, the juiciest grape, light-bodied with a heavy pour, or a wine snob. If you were a wine, you'd describe, so I'm going to play it as if it were me.
Okay.
I would be, if I were a wine,
I know what
I would describe myself as... What was I going to say?
The juiciest grape.
Juiciest grape. Yeah. Yes, the juiciest grape.
I knew you were going to say that too.
So you put that down.
Yes.
And then, so what happens after we like play that card?
So everyone would then obviously play different cards and then say, Tanya, or you were the judge. She would then read everyone's answers out loud as they complete the sentence. And then she would pick what she thinks is the best. And then she would give you, whoever wins, she would give you the question card and you would keep that as a point. And then it's the first player to 5 points wins.
That's exciting.
I love
and then,
it.
Of course, you're having wine along the way. It's all fun. Okay, here's the one for you, Sissany.
Okay.
By the third glass, my personality is, and I'm looking at the cards.
Okay.
So you would have these only in your head. You
right.
You wouldn't be seeing them out loud. You'd either be light body with a heavy pour, binge worthy, red flag, or Category 5 meltdown, or a wine snob.
I think binge worthy.
Wine snob, I was going to say. Oh.
Oh, no.
Not by the third glass.
Mine would be a Category 5 meltdown, but keep that between us.
Okay. Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
Okay. Blank got you through your last heartbreak.
Oh, hell.
There will also be, there's actual wines as answers as well, which we gave human personalities to instead of like the Google version of whatever they say the wine is. So, you know, it could be champagne got you through your last heartbreak or
got it.
Something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
But it'd be based on the cards you'd drawn, right? So I just drew some cards.
Right,
it could be,
for sure.
So yours are, let's see, a not so civilized drinker got you through it. A unique boutique, a unique bouquet got you through it. Sorry, that's a boutique. It's bouquet. You're right. Morning after wine, puffy face got you through it. Bordeaux,
the whole package? Which one?
What was the first one? Tell me the first one again.
First one was a not so civilized drinker.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, go
ahead. It just goes around like that. And then from there, we elevated it to have two other categories or components called the side sip or a Somme School. The Somme School is a trivia bonus round. So you kind of, while we're having fun in the social setting, you also get your like real fundamental wine facts there. And then the side sip kind of comes randomly throughout the social part, and it's just open-ended social prompts. So you're not limited to just the answers in your hand.
Somme School. I just pulled Somme School. Here we go. Where did rosé originate? A, California. B, Greece. C, France. Or D, Italy?
Oh, no idea. No, I say France.
Italy.
Nope, Greece.
Oh, Greece. Cute.
What is the most widely planted grape in the world? Cabernet, Chardonnay, Prosecco, or rosé?
Cab.
Correct.
Oh, yay. Wow.
Oh, Somme School's nice. Fun, and you learn stuff, too. Okay. Well done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then you would get that card as an extra point.
Nice.
So you get some points there. So you get the fun personality stuff, then you get the learning stuff, and you add up your
I like the learning stuff, too.
And what we do is you put a bottle of wine in the middle, and whoever wins that game takes that bottle of wine.
Okay.
Like an unopened bottle of wine. Cute. Super fun.
So also keep in mind, drinking is not required, but obviously we like to be sipping on something. So drink whatever you want. Drink it at your leisure. But yeah.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. I saw how you worked literally every single day and night on this project, Aubrey. And it's beautiful and it's amazing. And she sold it to a big store in Canada, a chain store called Indigo up there.
Nice.
And it's available now for the first moment here on the website live, right?
Yep. Brand new product to the market. And thank you guys. I'm so excited to be introducing it to the world and have this be, you know, its first debut. So thanks again for all your support.
Thank you for sending us one.
Oh, that's so fun.
Sipping on something.
Thank you.
No geez. Sippingonsomething.com. Okay, back room, you get one question to Aubrey.
Ooh.
But it has to be now.
Come on. PG.
Yeah, PG.
They're so panicked.
I don't give them a side sip card so they have a prompt.
What's the biggest pet peeve that you have on Ryan? What bothers you the most?
Ooh, that's a good
one. The way he sips,
one.
Eats.
That's a tricky one. You're kind of backing me into a corner here. You couldn't have asked me about wine. Pet peeve is probably the way. It's like something you love about him, but also a pet peeve, the way he like meticulously plans everything. At the same time, like, can we actually just cancel the plan? Like, I just wanted to chill.
Again, there's always a schedule.
I appreciate it too, but you know, it's a blessing and a curse.
You should have seen how many times I confirmed her scheduling for this call.
Oh yes. My gosh. I know. I bet you made her like run through it too.
No, literally called me at 6 in the morning, and now I've just been pacing all day.
She's in Nashville right now where their company is, where they're launching.
That's cool.
All right, Aubrey Petkoski, congratulations to you and Tim. Tim Capria.
Yeah, congrats.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much. Let's
sip
have a
on something.com. We want them to sell out because they weren't sure how many to order to be printed, to be made, that came from where they came from to be made. Sippingonsomething.com. So
yeah, so Ryan will buy you a bottle of wine if you sell it out.
Okay, don't say things. Yes, okay, Sissy and Tanya.
Nice.
Thank
congratulations.
You guys so
I'll
much.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Super fun, right?
Yes.
Super cute.
Let's go into password. You ready? Gonna play. That music makes me think of a time when life wasn't so complicated. Doesn't it feel that way? Like people who were what were they doing? They were doing things that were simple.
Just there was no technology.
That's what I'm thinking. They were waking up and they were going to work and they were coming.
Yeah, then you'd come home and you would watch the game on TV.
Put on the boob tube. Watch UHF channels.
Why was it called a boob tube?
And what's a UFH channel?
A lot of questions, you guys. Not a lot of time.
All right,
we're going to play Password. We've got our contestant, Marcella, on the line. Marcella in Temple City. I'm very happy to meet you. My name is Ryan. Got Sissy and Tanya here. How are you?
Hi, Ryan. Good morning. Good morning, Sissany and Tanya. I'm so excited to be speaking with you.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Tell us about yourself in Temple City.
So I'm married with a dog. I'm recuperating from Achilles surgery. So this is like the highlight of my day because I've been so limited and I've been able to walk about halfway through. So you are the highlight of my day.
Oh, but thank you. We're happy to be that. And we will take that as a serious responsibility. And we're going to play Password right now. Here's how it's going to work. If you win, you'll get a $100 Disney gift card and a chance to win a trip to the Disney Aulani Resort and Spa, which is in Hawaii. It's a trip for four. And the way it goes down is us, we in the room, and everybody listening right now, we will know the password. But you will not. Okay, Marcella? Our job is to get you to say the password, but we can only use one word clues. We'll stack up those clues. When you know it, you shout it out, and then you'll win. Here we go. I'm going to put you on hold. Be right back, all right? Don't go anywhere. Okay. Put you on hold. Okay, Mark.
The password is brave.
Okay. Got mine.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's start with you, Sissany. You have yours so fast. Marcella, here we go. The first clue is, Sissany.
Courageous.
So courageous is the clue. Do you know the password? No, that's okay. You're going to get strong. Another clue. What is it?
Strong.
Very good. But Tanya, what's your clue?
Firefighter?
Okay, why don't you sound a little confident?
Firefighter.
Thank you. Marcella's trying to win here. All right. Courageous firefighter. Do you know the password?
How about brave?
That's it. Firefighter was the key.
Wow.
You're good at this, Marcella.
Nice.
All right. That was amazing. Congratulations. You may win that trip to Hawaii and you got the $100 Disney gift card. Hang on 1 second. Have a great day. And thank you. Big hugs to you.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too. All right, Tanya, you go out of the room. We're going to play.
I'm horrible at being the guesser.
Okay, Sissany, you go out of the room. We're going to play.
Okay.
Thank you for being a team player, Sissany.
I did this once, and it took like 30 rounds for me to get the answer.
Well, Sissany's got the next hour. We can bleed into that.
Oh, so stressful.
The I'm password not a good game is, show contestant. Oh, we're playing. Okay, here we go.
The password is paradise.
Oh, good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bring her back in. Okay, so we're going to play with Sissany now. Here she comes. All right.
Okay. What happened? What'd you say? Why is everyone laughing? What? What did I miss?
First of all, go back out. Never
Go back out. Go back out. Sorry, go back out.
What happened?
Just go back out for a second. What happened? Okay. Mark, let's hear it one more time.
The password is paradise.
Okay, Sissany, come back in. All right, bring her in.
You're making her walk a lot.
All right, there she is.
Okay, hang on.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Tanya, you start.
Coldplay. Was that a bad one?
It's so obscure for the word. Oh, my gosh.
Great. Okay, music.
Yeah. No. Hawaii.
Vacation.
No. Tanya.
Islands. Greece.
No. Fiji.
Paradise.
Yeah. You know, I knew you know that because I heard your commercial.
Yeah, that's right.
You heard your Fiji commercial.
Wait, it was Coldplay. I thought every time I think of Coldplay, I think of this is para.
Well, then I started thinking why. Yes.
Yeah.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, so that was a busy hour. Tomorrow, the morning hack. If you have a date this weekend, there is a certain way to smile. Did you know that?
No.
A certain way to smile. It's going to cause more attraction. I'll tell you about that. Also, Hometown Hustler after 8. Every hour, Disney gift cards and a chance to win a trip to that resort they've got, the Disney Aulani Resort in Hawaii. All right. Good job, everybody. Back room, what did we miss back there this morning while we were working over here in the studio?
Well,
We were hoping for something a little bit juicier from Aubrey, but it's okay.
Well, you ask a good question.
Well, it could have been anything.
A pet peeve?
Like she has about you. Like
right,
maybe.
Like you don't leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Or you leave it up.
Like you cliche. Snore.
Or you leave your toothpaste in the sink. Or
boring. I'm not here for the question.
Shave your shin hairs in the
blow
shower.
Your nose with towels.
Okay, cliche. That I do.
Leave your crunchy socks on the floor.
I've told you that. Well, maybe they'll have a sipping on something else game and then she'll come
sipping
back.
Sipping on Ryan in the next edition.
Well, it took a turn. Okay, let me grab my Yeti.
There we go.
Ah, you know, I realized why these are so popular? Because the bottom is small. It fits in your
car. Put it right in the car.
In your car.
Put it right in the car.
You know? Everybody sucked from their Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Uh-huh. I think yours is a simple modern.
What?
I think yours is a simple modern. Let me see the front. Let me see the front. Hold on. Let me see. No, like the front, like this.
That's oh, the front?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Yours is a Yeti.
So that's why I called
that's
it
why
a Yeti.
Calling it that.
I said, grab your Yeti.
It's time to go.
We're out of everything. Have a good one. Sisney will take you to 11. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Plan to be back tomorrow, okay, guys?
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Please come back.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.